第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段对话仅读一遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Susan, does everyone in your family have blonde hair?
No, my father has brown hair, and my sister Amy has the same color as his, but she is considering dyeing her hair black.
I heard residents in your town still preserve their own traditions and live in old wooden houses.
You're right. Residents in my town mainly belong to the Miao and Tujia ethnic minorities. We have our own traditions. So, are you also a member of an ethnic minority?
No, I'm a member of China's most numerous ethnic group. Jennifer, I heard you're traveling to a town in Czech Republic this weekend. Are you going to visit anyone there?
No. A small town holds thousands of strange records and is hosting a festival to show them. I really want to go and have a look. Henry, do you love reading the book?
Not really.
Why? It's a book about a trip in space. I thought you were interested in such books.
Well, it's in French. My French vocabulary is quite limited.
Mark? Do you know who was the first champion of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics?
Yes, I know it's a Chinese girl. Her name is on the tip of my tongue.
It's Qianyang. She won the 10-meter rifle shooting competition on Saturday, July 24th, 2021.
You're right.
Second 听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Wang Mei?You can speak English very well. Have you ever studied in an English-speaking country?
No. Though I haven't been to an English-speaking country, I have my own ways of speaking to native English speakers.
So how do you meet native English speakers?
Sometimes I go to foreign bars and restaurants. I also go to sports clubs and social clubs. But I usually go to language exchange centers to practice my English.I heard you're learning French and Spanish. Why do you learn the languages?
My work means I have to meet tourists from all over the world. I need to explain tourist attractions to them. Wang Mei, you can speak English very well. Have you ever studied in an English-speaking country?
No. Though I haven't been to an English-speaking country, I have my own ways of speaking to native English speakers.
So how do you meet native English speakers?
Sometimes I go to foreign bars and restaurants. I also go to sports clubs and social clubs. But I usually go to language exchange centers to practice my English. I heard you're learning French and Spanish. Why do you learn the languages?
My work means I have to meet tourists from all over the world. I need to explain tourist attractions to them.
Jason, didn't you say you want to find some volunteer work this summer?
Yes, I love volunteer work that involves dog rescuing.
Then why not volunteer for DFW Pug Rescue? It's looking for volunteers aged 20 and over to rescue and care for dogs.
But I'm not 20 years old yet.
You'll turn 20 this July, won't you? Then you can volunteer for it.
You're right. So what do volunteers need to do?
They need volunteers in various areas, such as sports events, transportation, social media, newsletters, and marketing. So which area are you most interested in?
Well, I really want to help find owners for the dogs on the internet. So are you a volunteer for the organization?
Yes, I help it with marketing. Jason, didn't you say you want to find some volunteer work this summer?
Yes, I love volunteer work that involves dog rescuing.
Then why not volunteer for DFW Pug Rescue? It's looking for volunteers aged 20 and over to rescue and care for dogs.
But I'm not 20 years old yet.
You'll turn 20 this July, won't you? Then you can volunteer for it.
You're right. So what do volunteers need to do?
They need volunteers in various areas, such as sports events, transportation, social media, newsletters, and marketing. So which area are you most interested in?
Well, I really want to help find owners for the dogs on the internet. So are you a volunteer for the organization?
Yes, I help it with marketing.
It's
already 4:30 p.m. You're half an hour late. What happened?
Something unexpected happened on my way here. While I was waiting for my bus, I saw a car moving slowly in a strange way. When I looked into an open window, I saw a man bending over the wheel.
That was terrible.
Yes, I immediately realized something was wrong. So I jumped into the moving car through the open window and stepped on the brake of the car.
So did you take the man to the hospital?
No. It turned out that two police officers were following the vehicle, but they failed to notice that medical help was needed. It was they that took the man to hospital for treatment.
No wonder you were late. Well, you've done something great. You're really a hero. But now, let's order our food.
So you haven't ordered yet?
No. I don't know what you love eating. It's already 4:30 p.m. You're half an hour late. What happened?
Something unexpected happened on my way here. While I was waiting for my bus, I saw a car moving slowly in a strange way. When I looked into an open window, I saw a man bending over the wheel.
That was terrible.
Yes, I immediately realized something was wrong. So I jumped into the moving car through the open window and stepped on the brake of the car.
So did you take the man to the hospital?
No. It turned out that two police officers were following the vehicle, but they failed to notice that medical help was needed. It was they that took the man to hospital for treatment.
No wonder you were late. Well, you've done something great. You're really a hero. But now, let's order our food.
So you haven't ordered yet?
No. I don't know what you love eating.
Who is this beautiful woman on your computer?
It's Natalie Portman. She's a famous actress in the U.S.
She looks pretty young. So when was she born?
She was actually born in 1981. She's in her early 40s now. This picture was taken 10 years ago, you know.
So what did her parents do?
Her father is a doctor and her mother is an American-born artist.
So was she born in the U.S.?
No. She was born in Jerusalem, Israel. But her family left Israel for Washington, D.C. when she was still very young. After a few more moves, her family finally settled in New York City, where she still lives to this day.
Did she receive a good education?
Yes. Her academic achievements allowed her to attend Harvard University.
So how did her acting career begin?
She was discovered by an agent in a pizza house at the age of 11. She was pushed towards a career in modeling, but she finally quit it because she loved acting better.
So what are her famous movies?
Her first movie, Leon, in 1994, Heat in the following year, Beautiful Girls and Mars Attacks in 1996, to name just a few.
Who is this beautiful woman on your computer?
It's Natalie Portman. She's a famous actress in the U.S.
She looks pretty young. So when was she born?
She was actually born in 1981. She's in her early 40s now. This picture was taken 10 years ago, you know.
So what did her parents do?
Her father is a doctor and her mother is an American-born artist.
So was she born in the U.S.?
No. She was born in Jerusalem, Israel. But her family left Israel for Washington, D.C. when she was still very young. After a few more moves, her family finally settled in New York City, where she still lives to this day.
Did she receive a good education?
Yes. Her academic achievements allowed her to attend Harvard University.
So how did her acting career begin?
She was discovered by an agent in a pizza house at the age of 11. She was pushed towards a career in modeling, but she finally quit it because she loved acting better.
So what are her famous movies?
Her first movie, Leon, in 1994, Heat in the following year, Beautiful Girls and Mars Attacks in 1996, to name just a few.
In the spring of 2021, 12 sailing teams from around the world competed in the first ever Ocean Race Europe. The race set off from Lorient, France on May 29, 2021. Teams of 6 to 10 people spent 22 days sailing the Atlantic Ocean and the Mediterranean Sea to the finish line in Genoa, Italy. That's where the race ended, on June 19, 2021. Two classes of speedy sailboats raced in the event, the IMOCA and the VO65. Offshore Team Germany won the IMOCA class race, and Portugal's Mercury Foundation Racing Team won the VO65 class. The Ocean Race Europe presented plenty of challenges. Teams were on their boats for 3 straight weeks. When you were on board, all you do was race, eat, and sleep. There was no internet connection, and there were no movies. There wasn't even a fridge or a freezer inside the boat. The Ocean Race Europe has a larger purpose. During the race, the boats collected scientific data from the salty waters. The data is shared with scientists. It provides insight about how the ocean is affected by climate change. Scientists use the data to further understand and advocate the world's changing environment and seas. In the spring of 2021, 12 sailing teams from around the world competed in the first ever Ocean Race Europe. The race set off from Lorient, France on May 29, 2021. Teams of 6 to 10 people spent 22 days sailing the Atlantic Ocean and the Mediterranean Sea to the finish line in Genoa, Italy. That's where the race ended, on June 19, 2021. Two classes of speedy sailboats raced in the event, the IMOCA and the VO65. Offshore Team Germany won the IMOCA class race, and Portugal's Mercury Foundation Racing Team won the VO65 class. The Ocean Race Europe presented plenty of challenges. Teams were on their boats for 3 straight weeks. When you were on board, all you do was race, eat, and sleep. There was no internet connection, and there were no movies. There wasn't even a fridge or a freezer inside the boat. The Ocean Race Europe has a larger purpose. During the race, the boats collected scientific data from the salty waters. The data is shared with scientists. It provides insight about how the ocean is affected by climate change. Scientists use the data to further understand and advocate the world's changing environment and seas.